At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On behalf of all the people of Minnesota, our deepest sympathies, a wish that any of these words would make what you're feeling now better, but it won't. A place that's founded on community, founded on service, founded on family. I'd like to give special thank you to the mayor and the team in Minneapolis, Minneapolis Police Department, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, Minnesota State Patrol, the BCA, so many agencies, our federal partners in the FBI, the first responders, and the heroic work that's happening now as we speak at multiple medical locations, including Hennepin County Medical Center, where most of our children were transported to receive the life-saving care. The thoughts and prayers and the hopes and the support that we need to give them in this moment, too, is critical. Speaking with all the people here and grateful to our federal partners, Senator Klobuchar speaking early this morning and receiving a call from President Trump, who was with his leadership team of the Attorney General and the Vice President, expressing their deep condolences amongst the horror that happened and an offer to provide the support to the folks here in Minnesota of what's needed. So there's a lot of cameras here, and unfortunately we have been through these types of things. They will be gone at some point. All of you, you have to do your jobs. But what happened here today will not be gone. Minnesotans will not step away. We'll stand with this community. We'll redouble ourselves to do the best we can to understand what we can do to prevent any parent from having to receive the calls they received today from any school dedicated to children, having to respond to a situation that, as we said, is unthinkable, but that's all too common, not just in Minnesota, but across this country. It's Minnesota's day today, and it's my strongest desire that no state, no community, no school ever experiences a day like this. So I ask the rest of the folks around the country who are watching, keep us in your thoughts and prayers, but also keep us in the thoughts for action. Keep us in the ideas that we can work together. And it's on these days like this, I think, and I hope we can hold on to it. We are unified as a community. Everybody across the country today is part of the Annunciation Parish, and they're with those families. With that, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Thank you, Governor. Throughout the morning, we have seen this extraordinary Minneapolis family step up in thousands of different ways. People with strength, resilience, compassion, and love for the families that have been forever impacted by this heinous act. We want to make sure that we're doing everything possible for them right now, and I want to give a special thank you, and we are so grateful to all of the faculty and the teachers at Annunciation. The way that they acted during severe threat and danger was nothing short of heroic. This is a tragic and horrible event that should never occur, and it would have been all the more tragic and horrible had they not stepped in, at times perhaps put themselves in danger to protect others. As horrible as this has been, it could have been far worse. I'm grateful for our law enforcement partners, our police officers in the Minneapolis Police Department and other law enforcement agencies well beyond that step up, that answered the call to make sure that they were running towards danger when so many of the rest of us would have run in the other direction. Thank you. We are so appreciative of your service. To Principal DeBoer and your whole team, the ethic that you have showed, the love that you've shown, it's flat out incredible. And at the same time, look, we need to be doing more than talking. It can't just be words. There needs to be action. And when we have seen school shooting after school shooting, when we have seen churches get shot up by horrible actors, I think the impetus has to be on all of us as leaders to do a whole lot more, to recognize that we've got more guns in this country than we have people. And it's on all of us to recognize the truth and the reality that we can't just say that this shouldn't happen again and then allow it to happen again and again beyond that. It's on all of us. And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today. This needs to be about them. This needs to be wrapping our arms around these families with every bit of love that we can possibly show. And I know that our Minneapolis family and well beyond is prepared to do exactly that. And so my message to everyone out there is, again, these families are experiencing some acute pain right now. But don't just think of these as somebody else's kids. Think of your own. Let's make sure that we're acting now to not just say it's never happening again, but ensure it doesn't. Our chief of police, who's been working tirelessly throughout the day, along with, again, a number of different law enforcement agencies, investigators, federal partners, state partners. Thank you, Senator Klobuchar, for being here. Been working tirelessly, and I'd like to invite him up to give some more of the details that have come up. Chief.
My name is Brian O'Hara, B-R-I-A-N, O'H-A-R-A. I am the Minneapolis Police Chief. Good afternoon, and thank you all for your patience as we continue to gather the facts in this investigation into this truly unthinkable tragedy that happened here earlier today. I want to make sure that we are providing the most accurate information possible, particularly as we speak around our victims. At this point, we know we have a total of 19 victims from this tragedy. Two were young children, ages 8 and 10. That were sitting in the pews at Mass when they were shot and killed. They were pronounced deceased on the scene. There were another 14 children between the ages of 6 and 15 that were injured by gunfire. There were also three adults in their 80s that were parishioners here attending Mass that were also shot in this incident. The families of all of the children that have been affected have been notified. The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. as to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack. There was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter. At this stage, we believe that the shooter had acted alone. There is no indication of other suspects directly involved in carrying out this attack. Our investigators are working with other agencies in the process of executing four search warrants. One is for the church itself, where this crime occurred. The other three are residences nearby in the metro that are related to this shooter. Additional firearms are being recovered from those three residential locations as we speak. We are also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators. We know this community is reeling and is in pain. I want to ensure everyone in our community, this parish, all of the families affected, and all of our residents, that all of law enforcement collectively, local law enforcement, our county, our state, and all of our federal law enforcement partners have been here, and we are all working tirelessly to uncover the full scope of what happened, to try and identify a motive why it happened, and whether there are any other further details. We will continue to share updates as the investigation progresses, and we remain committed to being as transparent as possible while protecting the integrity of this investigation. In a moment, I will take some questions that I am able to answer, but first I want to bring up the principal of Annunciation School, Matt DuBois, as well as, after him, the Archbishop, our Archbishop Bernard Hebda. So, principal.
Good afternoon, everyone. To any of our students and families and staff watching right now, I love you. You're so brave, and I'm so sorry this happened to us today. Within seconds of this situation beginning, our teachers were heroes. Children were ducked down. Adults were protecting children. Older children were protecting younger children. As we heard earlier, it could have been significantly worse without their heroic action. This is a nightmare, but we call our staff the dream team. And we will recover from this. We will rebuild from this. When we planned for this school year, we intentionally chose a theme from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 29, a future filled with hope. There's nothing about today that can fill us with hope. We, as a community, have a responsibility to make sure that no child, no parent, no teacher ever has to experience what we've experienced today, ever again. I need everybody to commit those words to your speech patterns, never again. We lost two angels today. And please continue to pray for those still receiving care. We can't change the past, but we can do something about the future. There's an African proverb that says, when you pray, move your feet. So I beg you, I ask you to please pray, but don't stop with your words. Let's make a difference and support this community, these children, these families, these teachers. Never again can we let this happen. I love you, Annunciation family. We're with you, and we will be stronger when this is done. Archbishop Hebda will be coming next.
Thank you, Principal DeBoer. I'm so grateful that Mayor Fry and the Chief both mentioned how valiant you and your staff were. I'm so grateful to the pastor here at Annunciation, Father Dennis Zarin, for the deacon, Deacon Kevin Keneally, also were heroic in this time. But how sad it is, for sure, not only for the families who are directly involved, but indeed for families everywhere who feel the threat that comes from an event, a tragedy like today's. I would never want to correct a principal, but Principal DeBoer said it wasn't so clear where would be the source of hope. And brothers and sisters, we have to be men and women of hope. Already today, I've been receiving messages from all over our country, promising prayers. And I think it's the prayers of the feet as well, Principal. That is, for me, is a source of hope, just as we see families stepping forward to help those who have been impacted by this terrible tragedy. Very grateful that Principal DeBoer spoke about prayer. Certainly that the bell in a Catholic church is always a call to prayer. And so it's a reminder for us for sure to be praying. And we have to recognize that it's through prayer and through that prayer of the feet, through that action, that we can indeed make a difference. That has to be the source of our hope. I was particularly pleased today to receive a message from Pope Leo. If you'd bear with me, I'd like to share that with you. It comes directly from Cardinal Pietro Parolin, who's the Secretary of State, and it reads like this. His Holiness Pope Leo XIV was profoundly saddened to learn of the loss of life and injuries following the shooting that took place at Annunciation Church in Minneapolis. And he sends his heartfelt condolences and the assurance of spiritual closeness to all those affected by this terrible tragedy, especially the families now grieving the loss of a child, while commending the souls of the deceased children to the love of Almighty God. His Holiness prays for the wounded as well as the first responders, medical personnel, and clergy who are caring for them and their loved ones. At this extremely difficult time, the Holy Father imparts to the Annunciation Catholic School community, the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, and the people of the greater Twin Cities metropolitan area, his apostolic blessing as a pledge of peace, fortitude, and consolation in the Lord Jesus. My brothers and sisters, that gives me some hope. We know that the Holy Father, Pope Leo, did his hospital training right here in Minneapolis. So he knows our community, and he's been reminding anybody visiting from Minnesota that he spent some time here. We're very grateful for his blessing. But I, like those who have spoken before, ask that you would continue to look for those ways of supporting those who have been impacted today, not only with your prayers, but also with your action. Thank you. And Chief, I now turn this back to you for your questions.
Thank you, Archbishop. As I mentioned, obviously the investigation continues in its preliminary stages. I will take some questions now, and additionally, we will let you know when we can provide some updated information.
How are the injured students doing? What are their conditions at this point?
The question from Matt was, how are the injured students doing? I believe all of them have their parents with them now. And they are all expected to survive. All of the remaining victims are expected to survive. There is a range of injuries, however.
Chief, you said the weapons were acquired legally. Do we know when Yes. and where they were acquired?
I can tell you they were purchased recently. So the question was on a possible motive and a relationship to the church or to the school. I have no information to share on a motive other than saying again that there was some sort of manifesto that was timed to come out on YouTube. It's been taken down and our investigators are going through that to try and develop a motive from that. Additionally, there are these three search warrants happening in residential locations, and we may very well find more information or writings that could give some sense to that, but we don't have that now. And I cannot confirm a relationship between the suspect or his family and this church at this time, but that's obviously something we're looking very closely at.
Can you confirm at this point whether it was in fact by the suspect, or you believe at this point that it is in fact from him? And second question...
What was by the suspect? I'm sorry.
Okay.
So the question was about the manifesto. We do believe it was by the suspect, yes.
And we understand that we see some documents about the name change that somebody with the same name as the suspect has filed for years ago.
Yep.
Do you believe this to be the same person, a Rob Westman was in fact warned with a different name at this point. Can you speak a little bit more about the identity?
Yep. So the question was about the suspect, and he had had a name change at some point in the past. I cannot confirm that other than confirming the identity, the name that I gave you, the age, that is the suspect. That's the person that we believe has caused this.
Chief, you mentioned these videos posted on YouTube, seemingly scheduled to be posted right after the shooting. Is there anything that the suspect posted days prior, months prior?
Next.
Could shed any light on your mindset?
Yep. So the question was, we mentioned that the YouTube videos were scheduled to be posted. Is there anything else in social media that may shed some light into this? We do not have information on that at this time that I'm able to share. However, our investigators and our law enforcement partners are definitely looking at that.
How many children and parishioners were in the church when this happened?
So the question was how many children and parishioners were in the church when this happened. This was towards the beginning of Mass, so some of the children were already filed into the church and were seated. Others were coming in. I've heard estimates, but we will release a more definitive number.
Minneapolis police officers have had a couple of days. I know we're talking about the children.
Yep. Sue's question was resources for Minneapolis police due to the other challenges we've had the last 24 hours. Obviously, this has been the most difficult. The dozens of officers that responded to this scene, many of them are deeply traumatized by what they saw, as are obviously all of the children, all of the staff members, Father Dennis, everyone who was at Mass this morning. So obviously that has been our number one priority, is to care for the health and wellness of the officers that responded here. Additionally, obviously, we have responded to other challenging situations and other acts of violence. I can say in regard to the shooting that happened outside of the high school yesterday, we have arrested two people for assisting in that shooting. We have not gotten the shooter yet, but we believe we have two people under arrest that were present with the shooter when that happened, and we're making significant progress. There was an additional arrest at a homicide last night that happened on the 2700 block of 3rd Avenue South. That person has not been booked specifically for being responsible for that murder, but we believe that is the person who caused that.
So, the first time you've ever had to deal with a
No. No, unfortunately not. Yeah, so the question was, where do we start to make sure this doesn't happen again? I don't have an answer for that at this time.
Chief, I've heard from the federals that there is an idea that this might be investigated. Maybe it already is. I'm not sure my information as a hate crime against Catholics. I'm asking you, perhaps, Archbishop, is this a line of investigation that you have opened? Comment on that.
So the question is this an investigation into a hate crime against Catholics? We don't have a motive at this time. Obviously, we're open to any possibilities at all, but we don't have a motive or anything to suggest that.
Do you know if there is any more safety, any more protective measures that are implemented at other Catholic schools throughout the Twin Cities or churches? I'm sure there are masses going around right now this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's just a week out from, or a few days before the start of school.
Yeah. So the question is the concern for other churches, other schools around the metro. Unfortunately, this is something that our community has been dealing with for some time. You know, the threat of active shooters, the threat of hate crimes at houses of worship, unfortunately, is not something new here. And of course, our precinct inspectors, our crime prevention specialists are available to work with both houses of worship, churches, and schools that do reach out to assist in any additional security measures or advice that we can offer them.
In the Twin Cities?
I'm unaware of any other.
Yeah, from the Arch. The question was, is this the first time that there's been attack of Catholics at Mass in the Twin Cities area? The Archbishop is unaware of any other attack.
Do you
The question was, is it being investigated by the FBI? Well, the FBI is here with us and has been a part of this entire investigation, as well as the ATF, other law enforcement. It's being led right now by the Minneapolis Police Department, and we are looking at, obviously, any possibilities from wherever the evidence will lead us from what we recover. Absolutely.
Thank you all again so much for your time today, for your support.
Thank you. Yes, I think there's probably two names you would like spelling for. It's Principal Matt DeBoer, DeMattDeBoer. David Edward Boy, Ocean Edward Robert. And it's Archbishop Bernard, BERNARD, Hebda. 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 Okay, yep, just a second here. We do not have any further planned press conferences for today. The focus now switches to the healing process, which will include some vigils tonight, and we're encouraging people to show us support through those. If any more information does become available that we think is important to share with you, we will let you know about if and when or how we're going to share that. So until tomorrow, that's all we have for now. We have some information perhaps about vigils that might be helpful.
Yeah, I just actually wanted to reiterate messages that are helpful for members of the public that want to support. Donating money is the best way for members of the community to support the victims of the Annunciation Church shooting. In coordination with the city of Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Foundation has established a text to donate line. To donate, the public can text ACF1, that's A as in apple, C as in cat, F as in fox, numeral 1, to 41444. That's ACF1 to 41444. The Minneapolis Foundation is hosting this fund and will continue to work with the community in the coming days and weeks to equitably distribute the funds to those affected. Thanks for the help in getting that information out to the public that wants to assist. What I can say is that the Minneapolis Foundation is hosting this fund, and they're going to work in the coming days to distribute the funding equitably to those who need it. I don't have any more information on me at this point, but happy to follow up with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need.
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.